Florentina, Florentina, Boltz, B-O-L-Z. Ms. Boltz was seen today for a face-to-face evaluation. This is a... ...79-year-old woman currently on hospice with hypertensive heart disease, chronic renal failure, congestive heart failure, obesity, CHF, systolic and diastolic kidney disease, as I mentioned, diabetes. Recently had a fall with a C2 fracture. It now has a collar in place, cervical collar in place. Pain is now down to 5. Patient has a DJD of both knees, which causes her ambulation very difficult. Also has diabetic neuropathy, which causes her to be unsteady on her feet, period. As far as her heart disease is concerned, she's gained weight because of inactivity. She has orthopnea, she has PND, she has to sleep on 3 beds, pillows at night. She also deals with pain, which has pain medication. Case was discussed with her son, who's the primary caregiver. The concern today is the blood pressure, 190 over 62. The hydralazine was increased from 50 BID to 50 TID, period. Patient also has what it looks like pedal edema and JVD consistent with CHF. This is most likely related to the increased blood pressure and the fact that it's pushing her into CHF, period. She's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, period. She's able to ambulate only a few steps, maybe one or two, before she becomes very short of breath, period. In the paragraph, she has a caretaker that sees about her needs and uses oxygen on a PRN basis, period. She has a high risk of fall, as she has demonstrated with a C2 fracture earlier this year, period. Her blood sugar is stable, especially since she's not eating much. She has edema and appears puffy. But her overall appetite is diminished with protein, calorie, malnutrition, and muscle wasting, period. KPS score is at 40%. Given patient's natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Case was discussed with Victor, patient's son, as well as the hospice medical director, via a copy of my notes, and increase in patient's hydralazine was obtained and reported to the nurse as well as to the son. Thank you.